Ann Elder and Paul Bantle are farmers, and they're pretty hardcore about water. They keep a hollowed-out rock, it's like a natural bowl, next to their barn. And every morning they fill it with fresh water for the farm's smaller animals.
And this amazing thing, the cat comes and drinks, the chipmunks come and drink, the birds come and drink, and the bees all drink from the same stone.
These folks consider water to be a valuable resource. They use it to grow a variety of fruits and vegetables on their 11 and a half acres. The farm is a biodynamic farm, which means it's organic, but it kind of goes a few steps further. Ann Elder says biodynamic farming emphasizes healthy soil and how to make the soil benefit the most from water.
Healthy soil means that it's alive, it's active, it's not compressed but fluffy. It will have a lot of organic matter, which will make it more sponge-like rather than compacted, hard, tight soil. So when it does rain or when moisture just does come, fluffy soil can take that in, and it can just drain through, and the roots can absorb it.
They till an organic compost into the soil. It's made of manure, vegetable matter, hay, and straw. And as biodynamic farmers, they spread herbal teas on their fields. They do this to feed the plants and to fight off problems like fungus. Their farm is in southeastern Michigan, and they get plenty of rainstorms overhead. Paul Bantle says they try to take as much advantage from the rain as possible.
Rainwater is way better than any kind of water you're going to pull from the earth. Irrigation water is cold. When it comes from 65 feet down, it's cold, whereas rainwater is warm in the summer, obviously, and in the late spring and early fall.
The thing about cold water is that it shocks plants that have been sitting all day in the warm sun, and that's no good. When they need to water their fields, they pump water from a 65-foot well. Bantle says he thinks long and hard before using this water for irrigation. He does not want to dig down further to tap deeper aquifers, even if that means that the crops will go through a hard time.
It's an issue. I mean, it's a huge problem. So definitely, I try to be very conservative about pulling water for irrigation.
Basically, there are two main irrigation techniques typically used in farming. The first is called drip, or trickle irrigation, and that's what Bantle and Elder use. It's a slow, easy method that takes time for the water to soak deep into the soil. It's kind of like a light, slow rain. The other technique is overhead irrigation. Picture your garden hose on spray. With overhead irrigation, the water sprays all over. The downside is that it wastes water because it evaporates and runs off from the fields. Lyndon Kelly is an irrigation educator with Michigan State University and Purdue Extensions. He says drip irrigation is like a minivan, and overhead irrigation is like a school bus.
It's sort of like, you know, are you going to take 3 or 4 kids to the baseball game after school each day? Well, then you're going to take the minivan. But if you're going to take, you know, 50 kids to the baseball game after school every day, then you're going to want a school bus.
So typically drip is used on smaller operations, and overhead is used on the larger ones. But Kelly says drip irrigation can be used on larger farms. It depends on how the roots of the plant take in water. Grape vineyards, tomato plants, and some other vegetables respond well to drip irrigation. The farm that Ann Elder and Paul Bantle run is a relatively small operation. They pay a lot of attention to their crops, and they water them accordingly. All that effort takes a lot of thought and labor.
It's almost like a holding back mentality. How can I let these plants do what they need to do until which time the rains will come?
Farmers are going to have to reevaluate the ways in which they use water. Some scientists believe climate change will make some places much drier, and a growing population is already putting heavier demands on the existing water sources. For the Environment Report, I'm Kyle Norris.